Hello, August 29th and 30th, 2021. The cards are the Tower, the Queen of Swords, and the Pope, or Hierophant, or High Priest. The Widowmakers. We can't really be surprised to see the game-changing Tower once again today. The magnitude and the power of the Shock and Awe card is hardly an energy we can expect to dissipate into a pink cloud the next day, week, year, or lifetime. Widowmaker is a word used to describe a sort of heart attack that is almost always fatal, I believe. It's a previously undetected clogged artery, a ticking time bomb. The term is, however, generally defined as anything that can kill a man, and has been used to describe particularly hard-to-break horses, and the loose branches in trees with the potential to fall out of the sky and kill you at any time. So again, we have the fiery, crashing, crumbling, struck-by-lightning Tower, number 16 of the Major Arcana, the card of disasters. In the past, or even the foundation of the matter, pick one. There are plenty to choose from today. In the center, we have the Widow card, herself, or himself, as she has long been known in the tarot, the smart and salty Queen of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius. A mature woman or man, she is often a divorcee or has outlived her spouse. She's intellectual and well-educated and could be some kind of healer herself. She doesn't mince words with that long, sharp sword. In the upcoming position or future position is a card whose only concern is carrying on the past, the Hierophant, Pope, or High Priest, number 5 of the Major Arcana. This is orthodox anything, religion, medicine, tradition, and conformity. The Pope is one of the marriage cards. Although the Queen of the Russian Tarot is facing the carnage of the past, traditionally, this Queen of Air is forward-facing and forward-focused. A previous marriage relationship, home, business, job, or structure was not built to stand the test of time. Built on an unstable foundation is how we describe the Tower. And depending on the situation, even if it was a marriage or partnership, as we watch two people fall from the burning tower, the book that accompanies the Russian Tarot has a fascinating historical analysis of the Tower card, and it is a bell tower that is being destroyed. There are also two people kneeling before the Pope on the future card, so if we were talking about a marriage, there is almost, if not, an orthodox vibe about it. Everything has fallen apart, and there may be no choice but to go along with the program. The Pope is a Taurus and very much bound by and to the traditional and the way things have always been done. Codes of company conduct, company bylaws, ethics and standards are all represented by the Pope. You may have to go to work for an established company or corporation after whatever this disaster is, or, of course, relief or support via a religious group or institution. Or there's a really good article in the Wall Street Journal, I think it is, psychologicalscience.org news/the science of prayer.